Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 5, Chapter 13, Text Number 19. Ata katanchi sayamukta apada punasya sadham pravishya tarindama advanna mishnu nadeya nivetito brahmanjana vyapi naveda kasyana. Translation. O killer of enemies, Maharaj Raghavan, if the conditions of somehow or the other gets out of his dangerous position, he again returns to his home to enjoy sex life. But that is the way of attachment. Thus, under the spell of the Lord's material energy, he continues to loiter in the forest of material existence. He does not discover his real interest even at the point of death. O killer of enemies, Maharaj Raghavan, the conditioned soul somehow or the other gets out of his dangerous position. He again returns to his home to enjoy sex life. For that is the way of attachment. Thus, under the spell of the Lord's material energy, he continues to loiter in the forest of material existence. He does not discover his real interest even at the point of death. Purpose. This is the way of material life. When one is captured by sexual attraction, he becomes implicated in so many ways and cannot understand the real aim of life. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nate Viju Swartha Gatimna Vishnum. Generally, people do not realize the ultimate goal of life. As stated in Vedas, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Suraya. Those who are spiritually advanced simply look to the lotus feet of Vishnu. The conditions, however, not being interested in reviving his relationship with Vishnu, becomes captivated with material activities and remains in everlasting bondage, being misled by so-called leaders. Om Jnana Tumirandasya Jnananjana Talakaya Chakshurindhitam Yena Pasvai Shri Guravena Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stabitam Yena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Kadama Yandrati Swapadantakam Jaya Sri Krishna Sindhya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadana Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Rinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Are you going to Are you going to production just tomorrow? It's all about there. So after explaining in detail the forest of material enjoyment where there is danger at every step, if he comes to comfortable life again, just like we all become sick, sometimes life is so frustrating at that moment because we are caught in unfavorable condition. So we find life monotonous, boring, and frustrating. Maybe it is due to climatic reasons, maybe it is due to health reasons, maybe it is financial reasons, maybe it is the work conditions, the family conditions. Just like in the ashram, if some people are fighting or quarreling together, the temple management wants that ashram life should go on smoothly. He wants everybody to cooperate. He wants everybody to follow. He likes everybody to make adjustments. Because without remaining peaceful, how can you go on with spiritual practices and spiritual advancement if always we are agitated, we are disturbed, and we are burning with hatred, envy, jealousy and things? How can you peacefully pursue spiritual life? So everyone in this world, by default, because that is the nature of the world, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, dosha, nidarshanam. So people find life very dull, heavy, frustrating, very hopeless. At that time, they become completely disinterested. No charm in living. They're called mood fluctuations. In Sattva-gun, you find life very pleasant. Outside conditions are always the same. Outside conditions, always the same, because that you have no control over that. Outside conditions, whether you like it or not, like you may not like this cold, but there's nothing you can do about that. Or you may not like the way your body is, or your mind is. But that's how we are made. You are put, you are caught in a body. You may like your birth in US, you may like your birth in such and such a family. You may want to have a mind like that. Yesterday one fellow came to my room. His name is, we have conductor Srinivas, we have auto Srinivas, this guy is driver Srinivas. He call me whenever you want some driving, I'll come and do this service. I also like to serve. I wanted to know about his story, and he's trying to complain about his father. Father, he provoked me to marry, and he's not coming here because he has understood Krishna and the need for Krishna consciousness. He was frustrated. Family, so he came and proposed. Swami, can I stay here for 4 or 5 days? I want to feel some peace of mind. I said, if you find peace of mind, Why only 4 or 5 days? Just go on to live with us. So, why do you want to just stay 4 or 5 days? Then why don't you come from outside? The people who wants to practice this way of life, they come and join. 4 or 5 days, what is that? So you come from outside, whatever time you can, and spend whatever time you can in the temple till evening, till night. Go back, it's only 4 or 5 days. Then I tried to probe further. I said, my father, he provoked me to marry. I completed my degree. He said, you marry this girl. And I prepared myself. And then he did not talk anything about that later. Why father is not getting me married? Because himself probably a change in his mind. Maybe not this girl. Maybe not so soon. See, father has done this. And I'm disturbed. I'll bring my father to talk to him. I said, if I'm right, so you want to marry him, then it is not the right place to stay here. We will maintain you. You have to find a job. He said, can I get a job here? He said, you know, because outside it is difficult to get a job. He said, can I get a job here? Then you can only drive and do some odd works. And we have enough drivers here in the temple. All the devotees can drive, and we have additionally 2 drivers, Ravi and Prem Kumar. So they drive whenever we have additional work. So we don't have drivers post here. By the way, what do you expect? Salary. What salary you want? One guy, he came in the morning, he stayed in the night and left. He said, I want 40,000 rupees salary. I said, you go out and work. Maybe if you are interested in spiritual life, we'll let you stay here. You pay us 3,000. I get a new boat and work and practice bhakti also. He did some ocean engineering. Actually, there was some aeronautical engineering here. I introduced him into it. So, if you want 40,000 rupees in Nellore, and you want to work in education, it's a coaching institution, you want to coach English and maths and physics. So why do you want so much money? 40,000 rupees, what you will do? I quickly want to make money and settle up things. Maybe I think of doing bhakti more seriously. Now this guy, he said, you give me this fellow, this driver, Srinivas, give me 1,000 rupees. Ah, that's very less, I thought. Then he added a clause for these 4 days. For 4 days he asked me 1,000 rupees. Why this fellow has come here? He came and said, I want to stay 4 days. Can you give me this much money? And then he start telling that I engage it to a girl, someone, a father. He did not proceed further about that. But why this guy has come here? So the point is, he is little frustrated in life. He was excited about marriage, but that did not happen. So he's frustrated. You don't know what to do. So you want to come and stay here for 3 days. So I told him finally, because you don't know anything, what we do here is a great life to be here. But you have many petty ideas, making little money, getting married, you are not happy with your father. So why do you think, so you stayed all your life with your father and you don't understand each other and get along. Why do you think you bring a strange lady into your life and that's going to click? Why do you think like that? Especially nowadays, when people go to college, go outside, and they watch TVs, everybody has their own obstinate, stubborn mind. Everybody has it. For 25-30 years, you groomed yourself in a particular way. So how can you become submissive? How can you submit your life? That's why people don't join the ashrams easily. Because it's like you have to stay under somebody's guidance, or you have to strictly follow the regs, the regulative principles. But you are never trained to live like that. So I told him finally that we have Radha Yatra coming up and you get your few things and you stay here till Radha Yatra. Then you can have an idea, you can have an experience. Then you will be more clear to say what you want to do next. He said, I want to bring my father here to talk to you. I said, no, I understood the situation. So you are more than, you are 27 years old. So you are 27 years old. Just don't try to change the mentality of your father. Forget about that. Now you are 27, you see whether you can get along with your father for whatever he is. Don't think you will change him. If you can adjust, if you don't, then your life is at your disposal. After 20, people can choose their way of life. The law cooperates with you. You can choose your way of life. So you don't bring your father. He has not kept his word. Or he did something and after he wants you to do something else. So I have nothing to say about that. You just see if you can like your father. If you can get along with your father, you do it. If you don't, then you clearly think and decide what you want to do. They said, then okay, I will come. I will come in 7 weeks. When do you like to come? Then I said, you can come today also. Just go, get your few clothes and towel and come back. Then he said, yes, I will do. Then you are not turned up. But the people are very frustrated, confused. That this world will never be the way you like. This world is always changing. Even you don't like yourself sometimes, is that right? You don't like yourself. Because if your mind is not under your control, your intelligence says something now, but your karmas and your previous birth's heritage, your mind, that is telling you some things. Now, by your experience in reading, you want something else. But your mind doesn't, it is hell-bent. You do it. This way you do it. Then you are unable to restrain your mind. The restraining mind means it will blow you out. Mind is like an explosion. You let it go, it will go. If you try to control it back, then it will protest. Why do you try to control me? You have allowed me to live independent life. The mind is telling the intelligence. So long you allowed me to live independent life, now we are trying to restrain me. No way. So he doesn't want to live. So he becomes, you know, that the golden opportunity is slipping your hands, human life. Human life, spiritual life, devotional life, pure love, pure ananda, it's all there. But your mind doesn't cooperate. What can you do? So you become very, now sometimes I also think, when will I become like another Prabhupada? You forget about that in this lifetime. It's not possible for you. You cannot even become. It's easy. Wow. How can I become? You will be absorbed and ecstatic and be transcendental. But that will only happen. It will take as much time as it's going to. Can anybody say, by overnight from tomorrow, I will be another Kunti Maharani? By tomorrow, I will be like another Prabhupada. But you see me when I get up in the morning tomorrow, and I will be so empowered, and I will have complete control over my mind and senses, and I will become a very pure devotee of the Lord. So, it's not like that. So, everyone is frustrated with himself, everyone is frustrated with surroundings, everyone is frustrated with people around him, because this material world is an incompatible place. The soul desires spiritual atmosphere. But our mind itself is not spiritual. So you feel very hellish about everything. Neither you can control yourself, nor you can control others, nor you can manipulate the environment. So when everything is out of your control, how do you feel? You feel very frustrated. Your colleagues don't listen to you, your mind doesn't listen to you. The surroundings are not to your preference. So what can be a more frustrating situation than that? And it is the position of everybody in this world. So what is the way out? There is no shortcut. There is no easy way. We say bhakti is the is the shortcut and the easy way. By all other means, by karma kanda, by jnana kanda, by dhyana kanda, by religiosity, by sense gratitude, these are very very complicated ways, but bhakti direct. Yasyam vai sriyamanayam krishna paramapurusha bhaktir utpadate adda soka moha bayapaha. So Bhagavatam says, Yasyam vai sriyamanayam krishna paramapurusha. The process is so smooth, so simple, and just by listening, people cannot believe it. Just by the process of listening, hearing, everything can take place in life. So what is this Krishna consciousness movement is all about? Adjust your life in such a way you can spare more and more time for hearing. You hear about Krishna from other devotees, you read, that is also kind of hearing. When you read books, you are hearing somebody's realization. It looks like reading, but you are hearing. When you read Prabhupada books, you are hearing Prabhupada. So you are directly, what Prabhupada is told, is transcribed, put in written form. So, Yasyam vai sriyamanayam krishna paramapurusha. Krishna is the absolute truth. Krishna is transcendental person. The nature of transcendence is that if you come in touch, you will also transcend. Anything transcendental, it will make you also transcend. We are all conditioned. We are all conditioned to the body, conditioned to the mind, conditioned to the senses, conditioned life. But if you come in contact with transcendence, Krishna Paramapurusha, either Krishna or his devotees, devotees are also transcendental, because they learn how to transcend by hearing. Devotees, how do they transcend their mind and senses? By hearing. By hearing from authorities, by reading authoritative books, by serving the authorities immediately. Simple acts can help you transcend. Big yogis, big meditators, no idea about transcendence. But just you come to the devotees, just hear them, sit down like this here, and just do little things, cleaning, cooking and things like that. Immediately you feel your transcendental nature. I am different from the body. So when you come in contact with Krishna through any process, like, you know, in Sikandarabad, Mahasarana Prabhu, you know how to completely satisfy Jagannath? Did you hear anybody? How to satisfy, we are telling the whole audience. It is most easy to please Jagannath. Does anybody know how to please Jagannath? Nobody knows what they are saying. All right. Said, just eat prasadam to your stomach full and say, Jai Jagannath, that's all. That is worshipping Jagannath. How do you worship Jagannath? Just eat prasadam till this place. And you say, Jai Jagannath. That's the worship of Jagannath. Just eat and that's what he said, chant and take prasad. So what can be more easy than that? So our tongue is wallowing, wagging tongue, loose tongue. All of us have a loose tongue. Except Krishna, we talk all other things. So you don't have to stop. If I ask you to stop, then you blow out. Suppose you are using it to talk. You say, sit quiet. You sit like this, and then you want to talk. Our mind has many thoughts. Our mind has egoistic mind. You cannot keep quiet. You want to impress others. You know, I'm like this. People want to boast, talk about themselves, directly or indirectly. I know many people not taking the name. They say, suppose your name is something, say, Kalyan. You know, Kalyan never do things like this. He doesn't say, I, he says, Kalyan. Kalyan doesn't do things like this. He's making a big statement, as it's like a lakhir on the stone. As he has controlled himself so much. Let me just boast him. So the point is, Yasyam vai sriyamanayam Krishna parma purushe. The great fortune has opened in your life when you get the opportunity to hear from the devotees of the Lord. Bhaktir utpadyate adda. Immediately when you listen to devotees discourse on Krishna, they create faith in you on Krishna. Oh, it is so simple. If Krishna is God and I worship him, I get everything. So simple. It is true. People don't know Krishna. If you know Krishna and you just you pray to him from the core of your heart, and what is difficult for Krishna to give you? Krishna can give you a geyser. Krishna can give you anything. Anything he will give you. You just you pray and you come and say, and all that sanction. Nothing. Just your desire and it is fulfilled. So let me come to God and ask. And as you said, how to ask God, take his prasad. Take his prasad and say, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Jagannath. And then you go out and you get an opportunity. You get opportunities. Devotees, you see, devotees, they don't do any work or anything. But they go on doing all things. They are simply busy with their devotional activities. And people come, money comes, and activities go on. That means the process is working. It's not impractical. You just do this, take prasad, and say, Jai Sri Krishna. That is what we are doing in the temple. We say all day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then take prasad. And tell everybody also same thing. Preaching. That is called preaching. Kindly don't eat junk. Kindly don't eat garbage. You take Krishna prasad. You have to eat anyway. You have to eat. So make sure that you eat Krishna prasad. And then we all have a loose tongue. Professors know nothing but they are talking. Political leaders know nothing but they are talking. Parents know nothing but they are talking. Loose tongue. Everybody has something to say, something to say. Except Krishna, they have everything to say. Except Krishna, they have everything to say. Say, you go to Chandrababu Naidu, you go to Narendra Modi, big leaders. The whole country is worshipping. The whole state is worshipping. Except Krishna, they have all plans how to change this Andhra Pradesh or how to change India. All plans, big plans. Every plan will cost you thousands and thousands of crores. Is that right? All the plans they talk about, not less than crores projects. Ganga cleaning project, 6,000 crores. And making Visakhapatnam a smart city, 25,000 crores. Like that. And it's like childish thoughts. Without Krishna's sanction, what can you do? You cannot put one step. Tomorrow, you may be there or not, because there are terrorists everywhere. Because people are living such a sinful life. The death is following you like a shadow. It's not that terrorist is bad, that you are a nonsense, you have to get killed. Or you are confusing public so much with your so-called fantastic plans, but Krishna doesn't want, so he will shoot you out, he'll throw you out. I don't want your plans, because this is Krishna's world. Only Krishna's plans will go on in this world. If you have big plans and a big terrorist is behind you, and then he'll blow you out. And then, so everybody, nobody wants to listen to Krishna. Everybody wants to talk their plans. Blah, 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 blah. Everybody has plans. Nobody cares for Krishna's plans. And devotees, they just want to follow Krishna's plans. Krishna says, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Always chant Hare Krishna. In Kali Yuga, don't bother where you will stay, where you will eat, what about your future, don't worry about all that. Just chant Hare Krishna and see that everything is supplied to you. We are inviting people, please come and join. Please come and join. We'll give you a place to stay. We'll give you however much you want to eat. And then you chant Hare Krishna. The people don't come because their minds are full of plans, their personal plans. So, let's say, Bhaktir Utpadate Adda. If in anybody's heart, devotion to Krishna awakens, says, Soka Moha Bhayapaha. Soka. Soka means lamentation. Moha, illusion. Bhaya, fear. Everybody is controlled by these things. All illusion. People are, they think I belong to this family, this is my business, this is my property, all illusion. He is thinking, when death comes, nothing is yours. So, it is illusion. Soka, lamentation. Things you have, you are worried. Somebody may come and kill me, somebody may come and take my things away, somebody may cheat me, always lamentation. Your heart is not carefree, always in anxiety. Soka, moha, bhaya, apaha. Soka means lamentation. What will happen to my son, what will happen to my daughter, what will happen to my property, what will happen to me? This is called lamentation. So, no peace of mind. And then, moha. Everything you plan, not on spiritual platform, bodily platform. Body, all the time. All your plans are, we are all planning for soul. All our plans, how to remain spiritual, how to advance spiritually, how to do everything in a spiritual way, how to give others spirituality. This is when you touch Krishna, then your thoughts are always spiritual. That means you are getting over the body. Body means fear. Body means anytime, anything. So naturally, if you think you are the body, always 24 hours you have fear. The body, anything can happen to your body. If you think you are this body, you will never be peaceful. So give up, I am not this body, I cannot control this body, it's under the control of time. But how can I utilize this body for chanting Hare Krishna? That you can do. You cannot do anything. So I want 10 crores. It's not in my hands. I want to also become Prime Minister. Not in my hands. I want to control all of you. Okay, no. So nothing you can do. If you think you are the body, you cannot control anything. But you have an opportunity. You can chant Hare Krishna and control your mind and realize Krishna, and immediately your lamentation, your illusion, your fears, everything will go away. I told somebody in Kurukshetra, I went from Andhra to Kurukshetra, and within 5-6 years I built a temple like this, and everybody was seeing. I told, see, I did not bring any money from Bombay or from America. I did not bring any money. And I did not build all this. I am chanting Hare Krishna. And everything is happening around me. People came, they became followers. People came, they gave money. And things happened. So why don't you believe in Hare Krishna? I came from outside, from Andhra Pradesh I came to Kurukshetra. With no money, with nobody. I don't know anybody, I have no money. And I started chanting Hare Krishna, telling everybody, please do like this. And then slowly things happen. That means Krishna is practical. Krishna is real. Krishna is complete. Whatever you want, you chant Hare Krishna and you achieve it. So first thing you should do in life, that whether you do anything or not, first, which you can do, which is in your hands. First thing you get up in the morning, let me chant Hare Krishna for 2 hours. And then whatever little I can try, whatever intelligence, whatever little energy I have, let me try to do something properly. And then you see that Krishna is helping you. So this is what Jadabharati is saying, King Raghavan, that material life means always frustration. Always, you go home, you don't know what the wife will say, you don't know what the children will do. You go to your friend, you don't know who's going to cheat you. You go anywhere, you don't know what people are going to do. So you're always apprehensive. So you chant Hare Krishna, leave it to Krishna. Let me be straightforward and let me depend on Krishna. That's why it is said, Vaishnava, he doesn't cheat others, and Krishna will not allow others to cheat him. You try to cheat a Vaishnava, Duryodhana wanted to cheat Pandavas. Could he do that? No. Duryodhana tried all ways and means how to cheat, exploit Pandavas. But he could not do anything to Pandavas. And Pandavas became victorious and Duryodhana completely finished. Not only him, along with him, all his family members, all his relatives, all his everybody. So this is the way to success. Jadabharata is saying, my dear King Raghavan, just you try to practice Krishna consciousness, then your life becomes complete. Your life becomes successful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dhirandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.